Good morning, Alan.
I'm looking at the front page of the Irish Independent. Election crisis for Greens as senior party leaders quit. What are your thoughts?
First of all, a few words on Eamon Ryan. I think he, over the last 20 plus years, has made a contribution to Irish political life. I think his best skill was he always saw the best in everyone, and he had an ability to bring people around a table, whether that was bringing the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, present government together with the Greens, or whether it was at COP27, he had some political skills. I think his ministry this time, unlike the time between 2007 and 11, when he was Minister for Energy, he was simply spread too thin. He had about six serious portfolios and was a co-leader of government, and he thought once he made a statement about renewable energy and wind farms that it was done. It wasn't done, and his follow-through hasn't been as effective. And I think both the example of onshore and offshore wind are pretty stuck in the mud in terms of not progressing. As regards the Greens in government, I think Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are fed up with them. It's described to me as like driving a car with the handbrake on, that they both feel they'd be better off without them. Examples of that is agriculture, the whole emissions thing. They've got people's backs up. In cities, road space allocation, cycle lanes, one-way streets, deliveries can't be done. Data centres saying no more over the electricity thing. The M22, Cork to Limerick Road, the Galway Ring Road. People say about the Greens, they're also very erratic. Different days, they have different views on the same topic. So I think that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael both think they'll get a bounce if they sort of shed the negativity of the Greens, so they won't be in the next government. I also think that unlike Fine Gael, who got a real bounce out of a change in leadership, the opposite will happen for the Greens. First of all, Fine Gael responded by having a coronation instead of a contest, and Simon Harris has been a game changer. I think there will be a contest in the Greens. I think in no particular order, Roderick O'Gorman, Oisín Smith and Pippa Hackett, three ministers, all are going to go for it. You're going to have 3 weeks of a contest, and there are big negatives to all of them. But I think the future prospects of the Greens are very bad. I think they are facing an election whereby if they got one or two seats in the next general election, that'll be as good as it gets. You know, the motor industry, the IFA, wanting to burn an effigy of Eamon Ryan. A lot of people who are anti the Green agenda will raise three cheers for this and glad to see the back of him. So I think the outlook for the Greens is, in the short term, dire.
What about the general election then? You've discussed this with me before. When do you think this is likely to happen?
I'm not changing my mind from the 15th of November.
Really?
I think when Harris and Martin weigh up the options, and it will be a joint decision, a little bit hangs on the appointment of a commissioner, if it's a member of the cabinet, because that would make a fifth by-election no later than early January. So that means a Christmas by-election by law. Not a very attractive option. Governments do very badly in by-elections. You've also all the negatives of the cold weather in the spring, January, February, March.
And finally, the new council meets on the 21st. They assemble for the very first time. We've new European representatives going in. I mean, when you look at the... Mick Wallace will have left the European scene. When you look at local and European, what are your thoughts on the effect it's going to have on County Wexford, Ivan?
Well, the big issue is whether Esther van der Leen gets the gig of president of the commission. I'm hearing varying reports about that. Some that she's got it wrapped up, and others saying it's not so simple. There's been a move to the right. I think, you know, the big focus will be on what's going to happen with migration. How will the European Asylum and Migration Pact be implemented? I think the, you know, implications for Wexford are no different than Sligo or Kerry. It's business as usual. The economy is ticking along. We have full employment. And for the short term, the tax coffers are full, but there are real clouds on the horizon in terms of your Amazons and all the cloud infrastructure firms are saying, if we don't get data centers, we're not going to invest the billions anymore. So that is one concern. So it's obviously the prospect of a Trump presidency, and you know Europe will have to defend itself if that happens. So I mean, there are big tectonic geopolitical things moving, but locally, I think things will settle down.
All right. Okay. And the arrival of the Independent Alliance into the council chambers. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, my thoughts on that is that it'll settle down. I think that, like a lot of independents, you know, someone will make an impact in their local area in Gorey or in New Ross or whatever. I don't see them with five. You know, they may well hold the balance of power. And, you know, to some people in the council, who's chairman, who gets this committee is very important. But the people who work for it, they don't give a damn about that.